Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
CBS's Steve Futterman joins us. Steve, we really appreciate your time. We know you're busy, especially just a few moments ago. We'll let you break the news.
Well, I mean, the big story is Simone Biles. She came through after that week-long bout with mental health challenges. Remember, she withdrew from these events, or event after event, the overall competition, the vault, the even bars, the floor exercise. This was the last competition in women's gymnastics here in Tokyo, the balance beam. She comes through. She gets a bronze medal. I think it surprised many people. Listen, she's one of the best gymnasts in the world. This isn't her best event with the challenges, the pressure that she might have faced, but she just had a solid performance. A pair of Chinese gymnasts win gold and silver, but you know, it's a bronze medal, but it may seem golden to Simone Biles right now.
Absolutely. The contrarian me said, oh, she's coming back. She's going to win the gold. You know, it's just going to be a story written for. But you know what? The bronze, winning the bronze and even just getting a medal is impressive. What was the what's the atmosphere in around surrounding this in Tokyo right now?
You know, it's interesting. So I was in the arena. I'm actually in the press conference room right now. And it was very interesting. There are no fans in there, but when she dismounted, there was a huge amount of applause inside the arena. I think some of my colleagues in the news media, certainly there were other athletes there, coaches there, support staff there. She was the favorite. She was the person everyone wanted to, not necessarily I'm going to say win gold, but everyone wanted her to do well. They didn't want her to have a performance that was going to be sort of a sad farewell, because this is almost certainly her final Olympic appearance. She's not going to be in Paris in 3 years, I don't think. Can never say never, but I'd be shocked if she's there. So this was like the farewell, and she's had such a great career that what she did in Rio may never be duplicated again. That's the greatest single performance by a woman gymnast ever in the Olympics. So it was nice to have it end in a nice way.
She is a spectacular talent and someone a lot of people, especially young women, look up to. So outside of Simone Biles, which is the biggest story, the highs and lows, the soccer team, the women's soccer team losing to Canada yesterday, they do have a chance at a bronze. What else is coming up that would be considered your highlights as we get through the final days here into the weekend?
I think tomorrow, this will be evening U.S. time, or this evening U.S. time, it'll be tomorrow morning my time here in Tokyo, the women's 400-meter hurdles. There are two Americans in that race. They could go 1-2. It's going to be, I think, a spectacular. And if you like track and field, what a performance today by the Norwegian runner. He broke his own world record in the same event, 400-meter hurdles, by 76, more than three-quarters of a second. That is unheard of, to break a record by more than three-quarters of a second, and he did that. It was just a great job. The second place finisher, the silver medalist, a guy named Rye Benjamin, he broke the world record, too. So you had two people break the world record. One of them gets the gold. The other one has to settle for silver after breaking the previous world record.
Now, that's amazing. And there was also the high jump. That was a pretty impressive display of sportsmanship there. I think it was an Italian and I think somebody...
Someone from Qatar.
Qatar, yes.
From Qatar. And they and they agreed to share the gold medal. Listen, it may have been a bit pragmatic move, too. If they had agreed to compete against each other, one would have had the gold, the other would have had a silver. This way, they both get gold. So maybe a nice way for them to both come out on top and not have to have one fail and get the silver.
Steve, did I hear right where athletes get paid for medals, too, along with getting...
Oh, in some countries, absolutely. Yeah, we know that for years. I think it's possible even some of the U.S. athletes get bonuses. This is not the amateur years of Jim Thorpe and Avery Brundage. That's long gone here.
Yeah, I think it's...
Well, we can't thank you enough. We know you're very busy, and we got one more question.
Yeah, you have the medal count. Team USA has 68 medals. China has 68, but they have more gold. In third is ROC with 50. That's the Russian Olympic group. I thought Russians were banned.
This is a way to allow some of the Russians in. There are people who are complaining that they shouldn't be here, that the sanctions put on the Russians are not enough, but they are here, not in as large numbers as they might be otherwise, but this is the way that the IOC, they wanted the Russians to be here. They found a way to get them here without allowing Russia to show its flag or play its national anthem, but it's still the Russian team. We know that.
Well, we know you fought to be there to cover it. You've done a great job. Stay safe. And when you come back, we'll be all masked up for you. That's what's happened since you left.
I'm masked up here right now. Yeah, I know. I have my N95 on right now, very tight around my face. And it's hurting my nose, but that's okay.
All right, Steve. We appreciate it. Take care.
Excellent. Thank you, Steve.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.